Climate change action is back in the shelf following Abbott's budget 2014, but many, including architects and entrepreneurs, are taking it even more seriously. A sustainable life is actually no longer just a new fad. For those that can afford it and willing to invest, sustainable roofs or green roofs is now a reality in the city. Reporters Sitze Juan and Anna Marie Reyes got behind it to find out more.
The research has shown that if you have a green roof, it can reduce the need for energy. So it can reduce the need up to 25% of heating and 75% of air conditioning. So that's really saving the energy, which means that you're not using the conventional method of heating the buildings. And so that's really helping with less greenhouse gas emissions.
Dr. Sumita Ghosh is the expert in sustainable urban design from the University of Technology, Sydney. She has admitted that the food might be polluted.
There is a risk of the food productions from green rooftops for people's health. Is it true? Could you give me some information about it?
That definitely air pollution could get in there. Some of the studies show that it may not come from the air, but it also depends on where the building is located and what time the building was constructed, whether there is already any leaking things within the building or not. So those things need to be looked after.
Dr. Mohammed Rahman is the expert in contamination and toxicology of heavy metals. He discusses the potential consequence of heavy metal contamination on human health. What's the potential disease?
Some heavy metals can cause cancer. For example, arsenic is one of the most significant contaminants that consumer. It may cause internal cancer and also skin cancer.
Who are the vulnerable people that easily to be influenced by the polluted food?
Young and the child, children are the most of the people who can be infected by the heavy metal contamination, because immunity and the excretion and the resistant capability of children and young people is less than the adults.
Dr. Mohammed also says that the food with heavy metal contamination will affect pregnant women as well.
It may affect their newborns.
Helen Wu, a student resident from UTS, is surprised by the pollution.
I was actually very surprised by this news, since the food is provided by the school, so supposedly it should be very healthy. But since this fact is confirmed, I think to not put my own health into risk and to not harm my own health, I think I would rather go to Coles or Woolworths to spend more money to get fresher vegetable or fruit. But I'm thinking maybe school can do something to solve this problem so that students can still enjoy these services without worrying anything.
However, the food pollution is able to avoid.
It requires quite a lot of maintenance and looking after, and also proper design, otherwise it could leak. So the whole structure needs to be designed quite carefully. If we can take care of all these factors, like where it is located and few other factors that could affect the food production, I think the food can be produced very properly.
Apart from the health risk of food productions, there are many benefits of green rooftops, not only for human being, but also for climate change.
And also, like if you have a big garden on the roof, it is a place where it can help you with the carbon sequestration. So the trees, the plants, they could sequester the carbon or the pollution, air pollution. These are some of the impacts. Just for example, these are some of the impacts that could help with the climate change impacts, or reduce mitigating climate change impacts. Addition to that, there is many other advantages, like food production, increase in biodiversity. So if I go on, there is a long list of that. So I think this is very, very important for developing green roof, in especially in a very high density environment.
Sumita Ghosh from UTS speaking there about sustainable living in the city via the setting up of green roofs, and ending that report by Sitze Juan and Anna Marie Reyes. You're listening to On the Money, broadcast nationally through the Community Radio Network and produced in the studios of Radio 2SER. I'm Bissy Angelkowska.